Welcome back to Who You Got with Mike and Mario. In last week's James Brown battle, the battle between I Got That Feeling and Get Up Off of That Thing, the winner was Get Up Off of That Thing.
Get up off of that thing and dance to do you better. Get up off of that thing and dance to do, sing it now. Get up off of that thing.
You are now entering the Who You Got with Mike and Mario podcast, where Mike is always on some BS. You are a James Brown connoisseur, and you may have your favorites already selected in your brain. That's very possible. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Who You Got with Mike and Mario. Not to be confused with Who You Got with Mark and Fabio. They were here last week. They are on a sabbatical.
Right. Right.
They left us in charge this week. Hey, Mario, what's going on?
Hey, man. How's it going?
How the heck are you?
Oh, yeah. Really tired, but I'm all right.
Life. Lifing.
Lifing.
Welcome back to what we call around these parts, the dopest show in the galaxy, where we'd like to bring you Saturday fun on a Thursday. On this podcast, I, Michael Lockett, present two songs, two albums, two artists, two brands of cigars, two bottles of water.
Right.
Simply put those things together, and I asked a question to Mario Smith, and you get to answer at some point in life as he drinks his eternal water. Who you got?
Ooh.
Mario Smith.
Yes.
It is,
hey, now.
This is the third week of May, and we are deep in the midst of the James Brown takeover.
Yes. This is fun.
We love James Brown. Mario loves James Brown. I love James Brown. The whole world loves James Brown. Thank you, James Brown.
You better. Thank you, James Brown.
Thank you. That's right. All right, let's... Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious as to which of these two songs you will choose in this particular battle. Mm-hmm. Having said that, Mario Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Pants. Mokin.
1, 2, 3, Hot Pants. Hey, Hot Pants. Mokin. Hot Pants.
Versus Make It Funky.
It's got to be funky. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, Make It Funky. Make it funky. Huh. Make it funky. I got to.
Ooh, this is a good one.
I guess. Is it?
This is a good one.
Is it?
This is a good. This is a little bit. This is difficult here.
I prefaced this whole thing by saying this will be a little more challenging.
You did. You did. That was what you said.
I believe that's accurate. I don't know, because you always act like it's hard, and then you just spit out the answer. But, you know, that's fine.
This is going to be a little bit more of a thinker.
All right. I like it when you think.
Yeah.
All right. Let me give the information. Firstly, about these two dynamic, funky tunes. First selection, Hot Pants.
Smoking.
Mm-hmm. She got to use what she got to get what she wants. That's what he said. Mm-hmm.
Don't know if you can get away with that now.
Probably not. But he said it. He said it, and he meant it. And he meant it. All right. Hot Pants was released as a three-part single in July 1971. Record label was People Records. Writers of Hot Pants, Smokin', James mm-hmm. Brown and Fred Wesley.
Fred.
Sorry. Where was I? Produced by James Brown, as most of his songs are, were.
Mm-hmm.
Chart position for Hot Pants. Number 15 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. Number 10 on the U.S. Cashbox chart. Number 1 the U.S. R&B chart. Ladies and gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
Hot Pants. Smoking. The second mm-hmm. selection. Make it funky. And this released as a two-part single in August of 1971. This song was a jam session recording. For those who didn't know, because I certainly did not know. Although most of his songs do sound like a jam session, like almost
mm-hmm.
all of them.
Yeah, they do.
Like, how did he organize? I would love to see a studio session in the 60s for James Brown. Like, how did he organize it? And how did they all know to follow perfectly with what he was doing?
Fear is how they knew.
Fear of not having a job.
Fear of never, ever getting a chance to record anywhere in the world again. Fear. That's how those gentlemen knew. Because James would fire you right after the session if you messed up. So, fear. As you saw in the movie, he would also shoot a gun into the ceiling to make his point. So, fear.
Record label for Make It Funky was Polydor Records. Make It Funky was written by James Brown and Charles Bobbitt. And, of course, produced by James Brown. I did not find any chart position information, so we'll leave it at that. Ladies and gentlemen, Make It Funky.
Sure thing.
All right, Mario Smith.
All right, now.
We are here, right here, where we want to be. Mario Smith.
Hey.
Between Hot Pants. and make it funky. Wow, Hot Pants. And Make It Funky.
Yeah.
Who you got?
because
I have no idea. I do not have any idea.
I can make a strong case for Make It Funky.
Please do.
I can make a strong case for Hot Pants. I think it's Hot Pants because for me, That's one of the ones from my childhood that I definitely associate with going, oh, that's what hot pants mean. Okay, so now I've always been a fan of hot pants. And that's my jam. I love that song. And also it depends on which version of hot pants, because there are several. But I like that song a lot. Make It Funky though is a real That's a serious groove. This is not as easy as I made it sound.
I didn't make
it sound easy. Okay, good. I think Make It Funky's gonna win, but I choose Hot Pants as for me. It's Hot Pants.
Why do you think Make It Funky's gonna win?
Because Make It Funky's that number, man. It's a great song. I have a sentimental attachment to Hot Pants, though. Because even though I was a very small child, I remember I remember High Pants, that record coming into my house, and I remember playing it and hearing it.
Was that the one with the purple?
So
it had the purple background?
If it was the People label, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going with High Pants. I will go with High Pants.
All right. Thanks, Mario.
Although, Make It Funky. Make It Funky. Well, where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere, Mario.
You gave that look like you was about to leave.
I have nowhere to go.
I have nowhere to go. Oh, yeah, you do. You have a car. You can go anywhere you like.
Oh, wow.
If you want to leave. Mm-hmm. And the train is literally steps away from you.
It's not literally. If I walked, it would take me 30 minutes. It's not literally. It would take me 30 minutes to walk to the train. I would rather die.
No.
Uh-huh.
Please don't.
I would not.
Don't walk to the train. No. But I really do think the fans will say Make It Funky. But I'm going with High Pants. Michael Lockett, who you got?
Do I have to choose?
Yes.
Because that's how the show works.
I don't know if you're aware of this. Mm-hmm. The premise of the program is we mm-hmm. both make choices, and then we turn it on to the people. It ain't me, and then you go, I gotta go.
Okay, that's not a thing.
So, no, it never has been.
I think today, the song I would play first... It's Hot Pants. Wow, it's Hot Pants. Hot Pants is more memorable, just like for you. It's more mm-hmm. it's as memorable for you as it is for me in my younger years. Probably because of the subject matter.
Yes.
As a youth, you're like, what? What? Hot Pants. Smoking, make it sweat. What? Make it what? What's he saying? Why is he saying that? Oh, ooh.
Yeah. Because once you see it, you can't unsee it. That is what I'm talking about.
Oh boy, I certainly could see. I certainly see the older ladies when I was younger with what would be considered hot pants on.
Hell yeah.
The girl over there with the hot pants on.
The girl over there. The girl over there. Mm-hmm. In the mini dress. That's what I mean, man. Come on. Do with it what you will, but hot pants.
Hey, man, that's the
sir. Sir.
And Make It Funky is the joint, dude.
It is a banger.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with a James Brown song. There are hundreds of James Brown songs that I don't know, but you can't go wrong. He has so many songs. You can't. I just picked the most popular ones. But that man was a genius.
Shout out to Gary Tyson, who
Gary Tyson,
who's way more of a. Way more of a James Brown aficionado than I am. I mean, like, ridiculously way more. He did a marathon show. I think we and you talked about this. He could have literally played for 3 days a different song, and every song he played, and I think he did like 12 hours or something, every song was a banger. Like, every song. Every one of them. Come on now.
Come on now.
Girl over there with the hot pants on and the mini dress. Come on.
Yeah. You know, smoking. I listened to that today. And I was like, what else could I put up against that? And I was like, Brick House? Which you can't get away with saying none of that stuff today. None of it.
No.
Literally none of it.
And surprised we like, haven't gotten in trouble already. Yeah, they were because we lived in because mm-hmm. they knew that they were in it. And James was talking directly to the ladies. But the gentleman picked up on it because we were seeing it. Although I was four. I didn't know what it meant, but I knew what I was seeing, and I put two and two together quickly because I was smart when I was little. As I got older, though, narrator.
You got less smart? Where you go?
Oh, that? Yeah. It was a diminishing return as I got older.
Okay. All right. I refuse to believe that, but...
Oh, trust it. Hey, if you heard me say it, that must be true then, because it just went south.
Oh, boy. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you made it thus far. Yeah. You might as well go ahead and make it to the end.
Now I don't know. Yes, you might as well swing out.
Just stick around to the end. It'll be painless. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Thank you for tuning in for these last 2 years. Thank you for staying around. We definitely appreciate your patronage and your love and support. I'm going to post this again, as usual, on Facebook to get the answer. Then I can tell you guys next week who won this battle and so on and so forth. There'll be some reels and snippets and whatever, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all the places. All the places. And you can find us. Yes, be a party.
Be a party.
All right. I'm not sure today what mode of transportation Mario is going to take us home in, but we're about to find out. Mario Smith.
Hey, Michael Lockett.
Take us home, sir.
Who you got with Mike?
Hey.
Yes. Hey.
How's it going?
Who you got with Mike? As you know, it's all right, man.
It's good.
I'm doing some new things out here, you know, exploring some new worlds and enjoying myself.
Some new worlds? Right. Oh, so we're going to be in a rocket
ship. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Why That's going to be the move.
Why not?
Why the hell not? It's more like
me
it.
Get my helmet, oh, please. All right. I'm ready to go.
All right. I hope everyone has had their tests. Who you got with Mike and Mario is looking for sponsorship, as you've heard for the past few weeks. So if you know or you are interested, please get at us and let us know what's happening. Thanks for listening, everybody. We really do mean it when we say it. We could not do any of this without you continuing to be the people you are. So thank you to all our friends who listen to Who You Got with Mike and Mario. Thank you. Wherever you're listening in the world, you can say
or
that.
In the galaxy.
Yeah, or in the galaxy. We appreciate you listening, and please tell your people. And we will see you guys soon. Happy James Brown Month. Goodbye.
Deuces.
Say it one more time. Who you got? With Mike and Mario.